If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Apparently, there is an olive oil shortage in the world. Some of the big producers, Spain and Greece and other countries in Europe, have been hit by wildfires and droughts, etc., and that's impacted the olive supply around the world, and they're having to get in supplies from the likes of Chile into those parts of the world to compensate. We were curious about our local olive industry, and we thought we'd find out more. So Emma Glover, Executive Officer at Olives NZ, is coming on to Reality Check Radio. Emma, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
That sounds quite bad, that shortage.
I guess like every horticulture industry, we get affected by the climate. And these day and age, you never know what's going to happen around the corner. So yeah. It's the reality of it. Yeah.
Does that give our olive producers any opportunity in the world market, or are we too small for that?
At the moment, we're really too small for it. We are. I mean, there's definitely inquiries coming in from, I guess, Australia and South Africa, but we at this stage are quite small.
How small is small? Give us an idea.
Small in the fact we grow less than 10% of extra virgin olive oil that is consumed in New Zealand.
Right. Okay. All right. So, well, that's, plenty of market share to go for there. What's the history of olive growing in New Zealand been? Has it been just like an enthusiast thing? When did it really become an industry?
Probably about 25 years ago it became an industry, when actually a lot of people like the idea of owning an olive grove, the same idea of owning a vineyard. There's a very romantic idea of kind of sitting under an olive tree, having a glass of wine on a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah.
That's kind of grown. We have definitely had some large groves that were produced over the years, large groves that were planted. And over time, some of them have stayed and grown, and others have, I guess, been sacrificed for apples and grapes and other. We are small. A lot of our groves consist of 250 trees and under.
Are they hard to grow, olive trees?
Olive trees are not hard to grow, but they're hard to keep.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Consistently producing good quality oil. They need to be pruned every year. They need to be quite good pruning. They need a lot of areas need to be sprayed to maintain them disease-free, because the disease then affects the fruit. And if trees get really big, because they are an evergreen tree, they if they're not looked after or not pruned, they can become biennial, which then obviously the production isn't great. If you're only getting a crop every second year.
So you've got to make an effort.
Yeah. You can't just plant it and forget about it until 1 week a year when you're going to shake it. Get the fruit off.
What sort of parts of the country are better for growing olives? Does it must require some sort of specific climate or climate range?
Hot, warm, dry, sunny weather is ideal.
That rules out a few places.
You'll find like a lot of the warmer, drier climates or warmer climates in New Zealand. Northland, Waiheke, Auckland, they're not dry, but they have got that heat. Then Hawke's Bay, Wairarapa, Kapiti Coast, and then Nelson, Marlborough, Canterbury, and down in Central Otago.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a prospect for growing the industry to attack some of that market share that is available? Different sort of question. How does it compare in terms of in return to other forms of farming and cropping?
I think once you've got a grove up and operating well, the return's great. I mean, the return is good. It's right. When you plant an olive tree, it probably takes between 3 and 5 years to start producing a crop from it. But once you've got it and you're looking after it, it's fine. But if a tree gets out of control, gets too big, it needs to be cut, significantly pruned, and that can then take a couple of years to get going again. So a good grove that's well looked after is comparative.
Okay. But you got to wait a few years for it to establish, obviously.
Good things take time. Yeah. Absolutely.
No one will argue about that. And then in terms of how you get the product made, is that something that the grove growers do? You know, they've got to press them and get the oil out, or does the crop go somewhere else for that usually?
A bit of both. There's quite a few presses around, larger presses that literally that's all they do for their business is press olive oils or press olives. And then there is a lot of, I guess, more in cottage industry guys that quite like the start to finish, so they press their own. They've got smaller presses and they press their own.
Yeah. What are the health benefits? Remind us.
Health benefits. Everyone knows that there's health benefits, but they're not quite sure what they are.
That's why I asked. Yeah.
So olive oil has got really high in antioxidants. Really high in antioxidants, which is a polyphenol in them, which is the antioxidant. So it's really good. It's got kind of antioxidants. What they do is they wrap around your cells and stop negative or bad cells getting in. So it has, there's studies that have shown that it kind of helps fight cancer. There's natural free fatty acids in them, which is really good for high cholesterol. Not only have studies shown that it prevents cholesterol, but it also can reduce people's cholesterol levels in the way it operates.
Mm-hmm.
It's the antioxidants compared to other oils in extra virgin olive oil, they don't diminish. So as the fruit gets pressed, rather than, I guess, using heat, the product retains its goodness.
Yeah.
The oleic acid in it can be known to help different cancers, whether it's colon cancer, breast cancer. It helps your body fight, I guess. There's been studies related to prevention or delay of Alzheimer's and strokes and things like that. So,
It's part of that Mediterranean diet, isn't it, that everyone talks about?
Absolutely. And New Zealand's actually just in the middle of doing its own study against using a Mediterranean ideal, but using New Zealand products to see creating, I guess, a New Zealand product diet along competing the same lines.
Competing against the Mediterranean diet. Let's try and sell it to the world. Because we've heard with people that we've spoken to, that those highly processed vegetable oils are terrible for you. I'm not talking about olive oil.
So olive oil is good. So
it's the bad cholesterol. It's everything that you don't want.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And because when they're processed over heat, and chemicals are added to them to get more product out. Where olive oil, especially extra virgin olive oil, is crushed. I mean, the old style used to press them, but now they're crushed through machines.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all the benefits of those products are retained. And when you're even using extra virgin olive oil to heat and to cook with, it still retains all the antioxidants in them.
That's what I use to fry stuff, by the way.
Good, perfect. If you're frying vegetables that have got their own, it actually helps bring them out of other vegetables.
Yeah. Explain this virgin, extra virgin, all that. What does all that mean?
So extra virgin is the highest quality olive oil you can get, which is actually majority of what New Zealand produces. It is used, so it's cold pressed, the process is as natural as you can get. A virgin oil is reasonably good quality. It just doesn't have the same level of, level of free fatty acids and things as an extra virgin olive oil.
Right.
And then after that, as you start rolling down an olive oil, a pomace oil, have used heat and chemicals to extract the oil. So the health benefits are not there.
Oh, okay.
You need to be consuming an extra virgin olive oil to be getting the same health benefits.
How do you know what olive oil on the market out there, you go to supermarket, how do you know if it's New Zealand olive oil or not? Is it clearly labelled?
The New Zealand olive oil should be clearly labelled as New Zealand olive oil. We, Olives New Zealand, run a olive mark seal with our members. So our members get their oil certified up to the International Olive Council standards. And then they have a red sticker on the oil, which kind of certifies it, which is people's guarantee that this oil has been tested. It's proven chemically and sensory to say it's a really high quality product.
Yeah. So look for the red mark.
Look for the red sticker. Absolutely. Yeah, red because sticker. Supermarkets, there is no, MPI don't actually test. Well, there's no testing done on the oils that are imported to actually confirm that they are extra virgin.
Oh, so you're jumping through even more of a hoop there to get that.
So we can guarantee, like, our members do it so they can guarantee to their customers that they have got an awesome product.
Shouldn't MPI be policing that?
Some would think so. Yep, absolutely. It's just, I guess they've got a lot to do.
Okay, all right, they're busy.
Yep.
Is it looking good?
It is. I mean, the last couple of years, a lot of regions have been battered by wet weather.
Yeah.
Which has, so they haven't had great seasons, but this year it's looking good. There is a bit of variety between different types of olive trees, and how well the groves have been maintained is how well they've stood up against the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But all in all, everyone looks quietly forward to harvest. However, there is a lot can happen.
All right, if people want to know more about New Zealand olive industry, farms, whatever, where should they go? You got a website?
Yep, we've got a website, olivesnz.org.nz.
Okay, olivesnz.org.nz. And Emma Glover, Executive Officer, Olives NZ. Thanks for coming on and telling us about that. It's really interesting.
No problem, Paul. Thank you.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.